Hi, my name is Tim Holbum.
And I'm Susie Smith.
We're going to talk to you about some very powerful abilities for replacing fears, or even the lack of self-confidence, with the ability to take action. Abilities that you already have, but perhaps haven't yet tapped.
William James, the father of modern psychology, said, "The greatest discovery of our age is that by changing our inner attitudes, we change all the outer aspects of our lives." In NLP, we say, the map is not the territory. What you see drawn on a map is not what you see in the actual countryside. The map of New York doesn't look much like New York when you're in the middle of Manhattan staring up at the skyscrapers.
Feelings come from how you think about people, events, circumstances, or things, not the people, events, circumstances, and things themselves. The methods on this tape will teach you how to literally take new perspectives, perspectives on memories and experiences that have caused you to feel fearful, phobic, or uptight. You'll learn how to become more self-confident, resourceful, and effective. What happens when people are worried about or afraid of some situation or thing is that they invariably imagine the frightening situation and then step into it and experience it as though it's actually happening. However, when they imagine the same situation but watch themselves, they will have only the feelings of the observer.
So you can watch yourself have any unpleasant experience and handle it without fear, as long as you remain a detached observer. Connie Ray Andreas, senior NLP trainer and co-author of the NLP book Heart of the Mind, was working with a woman who was petrified of public speaking. Connie Ray got her to notice the internal picture she was making when she felt fearful. She was imagining being surrounded by people with giant critical eyes as she gave her presentation. When Connie Ray had the woman detach and watch herself, all her scared feelings disappeared. She then could see that her audience was just a normal group of people. She literally took a different point of view.
People have been talking about points of view for centuries. However, most people have thought about them as being metaphorical rather than literal. You can literally view something from any point in space. Each different point of view will give you somewhat different feelings. The most profound changes, however, are when you look at yourself versus looking out of your own eyes at any given situation.
When you look at yourself, it's called dissociation. When you look from your own point of view, it's called association.
Your posture helps drive these different mental states of dissociation and association.
Try this exercise. Sit in a straight back chair about 4 or 5 inches from the back of the chair. Just sit back comfortably. As you do, just let your eyes relax and defocus. Let your chin rise slightly. Now notice how this posture, this physiology, begins to change the perspective that you take on the world. Notice the feeling of detachment that goes with this posture. This is the physiology of dissociation.
It's very useful to recognize dissociation in others when you're communicating with them. When people are dissociated, they're apt to be analyzing the experience and thinking about what's going on rather than being involved in it.
Now try this. Scoot back in the chair so that your lower back is touching the chair and then lean forward slightly. Looking around in both directions, imagine what you would need to do with your body in order to catch a ball if it were tossed to you. Your physiology is more in the situation and you're more with it.
This is called an associated physiology. Notice that when other people are adopting this kind of physiology, they are more fully engaged in whatever is going on. Your physiology can have a lot to do with your ability to either associate or dissociate. When doing any of the processes or techniques that we're suggesting on this tape, you want to adopt the appropriate physiology for each step of the technique.